You have missed our last training. Don't miss any other information or training we are going to announce. Get on our list. Go on our website, natapr.com. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the episode 189 of the Nata PR School podcast. Welcome, my PR friends, marketing friends. Maybe you own your own company like me, and you love to learn tips quickly, and maybe you're a solopreneur, so and you want to understand PR better. Well, this is the perfect place for that. And today I wanted to talk about complaints that I hear, questions that I hear all the time from our clients. And maybe it's the questions that you have too. So maybe you're wondering, what are public relations for? What are they doing, these people? Why do we still need public relations when we know there's so many less printed magazines, there's very few printed newspaper anymore, right? That's a very good question. What are public relations for exactly? Well, the simplest answer is, even today, public relations are meant to make you known and increase your notoriety, your visibility. Though public relations are there, exist to get you known, make you known to your potential clients. Why? To gain trust, exactly. To gain the trust of your clients. Because when you hear or read about you from someone else, so there's always a link between you and this article. So there's a neutral person, a journalist who decided to talk about you. There's an influencer that decided to present your product without you paying them. This is extremely powerful. This is PR. That's what it is. So to gain trust, right? So imagine that when they find you, potential clients, they are in front of, a shelves, or they see something pass on their phone, on social media. So when they find themselves choosing between you and your competitors, of course, the chances are very high that they will choose you if they have heard of you. It's extremely high. This is what I found. Listen to this. So if people know you, have heard about you, so 80% of consumers say that familiarity with a brand, when they have a knowledge of your brand, they've seen you, they've read about you, they've heard about you, makes them more likely to buy. 80% of people that were questioned on that question. If you've heard about a brand, are you more likely to buy? Well, 80%. But maybe you're still wondering what we're doing and why PR. PR does exactly that, actually. It makes you known. So you should be all using PR. Not maybe all the time, but on specific occasions. And if you are like my family, my friends, and my relatives, you are wondering what I'm doing. And maybe this is what they would tell you about my work. Well, Natalie writes press releases and she sends them to journalists. They think that's all we do. Well, yes, that's the basis of what all public relations professionals do, of course. But where public relations become exciting, and this is even where I fell in love with public relations when I was because for those who don't know, I'm a trained marketing professional. That's my first profession. And I really discovered PR through my different work and positions, because I didn't always have the budget to hire someone or an agency. And I really fell in love with it because I discovered it's so creative, and you need to be, the more strategic you are, the better results you get. Because this is what we ask ourselves. These are the questions you can ask. What's the news? What are you presenting? What's the news? What's new? Why? Why are you announcing it? So what's the news? What are the key words to present our information or your new information? What's the key words? What words are you going to choose? We call those key words. This is a PR term. It just means, you know, what words are you going to choose? And key messages, right? So the messages, what's the news? How are we going to tell that story? To whom are we going to send it? When is the best time to send our information for maximum impact? How are we going to present the news? And see, so that's, wow, it can be anything. So what's the best way to do that? So what's the news? What are the words you're going to choose? How are you going to tell your story? Who are you going to send it to? When to send it? And how? How are you going to present it? So this is so much fun. Love all this. And this is where we and my team and I have so much fun. And we talk about these points so often. How can we make it more attractive? How can we present it? This is where we are extremely creative and have the most fun. Because honestly, there's no two campaigns alike. No two campaigns are the same. Everything is different each time. So see? We're never bored. So if you are that type of a smart person that needs to be fed and needs something new all the time, well, PR might be for you, my friends. But let me give you a concrete example, right? Because to understand this, so what's the news? How do we choose the word, etc.? Let me give you a very concrete example. I'm a big advocate of, well, give me an example. Give me a specific example so I can understand better. So let's talk about one of our clients, a jeans company we've worked for so many years. And they had just produced this incredible video. And they were like, you have to send it out. It's so important. And people need to watch this video. Like, hurry up, right? We need to send it to journalists. Okay. But yes, but what's the news? See, my first questions. Well, this is what our jeans client was saying. Well, we want our customers to watch the video before buying jeans online so they can make a better choice. They can really pick the right size. So we show them how to measure themselves, what they should measure, the inseam, the length, and the different styles. And we have models in the video wearing jeans so they can see on a very, you know, skinny woman how it looks, on a woman, a voluptuous woman, how it looks. And so, and we need this because, you know, we want to reduce all of our returns by 30%. I don't know if you know that, but this is something incredible sometimes when we think about it. People sometimes buy online. They don't know exactly what style, what sizes will work. So they order sometimes 3-4 different sizes. I know that for shoe companies, it's a big thing. And then people just return what doesn't fit them or what they don't like. So it's a huge cost without saying what it does on the environment, as you can imagine. So I'm like, oh, this, okay, now I understand. I watched the video too. That was indeed really good. So I came up with the idea of, I suggested my client, why don't we create a surprise? And why don't we use like a very strong title for our press release and even for our emails that could be, don't buy jeans before watching this video. At first, they weren't sure because they want people to buy their stuff, right? But I really like the fact that we were, you know, capturing and surprising with this title, don't buy jeans before watching this video. See how powerful it is. Then, of course, we wondered which media outlet. Then, you know, we told a story, don't buy jeans without watching this video. And of course, we were explaining it because our clients, I can tell you who it is, it's Yoga Jeans. You can look up for them. So Yoga Jeans wanted to reduce their returns, this all the sales product, they sell the returns sold by 30%. So that was a big news. And I'm a big advocate to propose it to one big outlet before sending it out to all other important media. And our first choice was for La Presse, which is the largest French language daily in North America. It's a huge newspaper. They have like about 4 or 5 million readers. And it was where our clients was based. It was very interesting for them to talk about a company that's, you know, in Quebec and in French Quebec. And they kind of liked it. So, of course, we got featured, my friend. We had this amazing feature in La Presse. And then, you know, the ball started rolling. Some other media started talking about it. So voila. So don't buy jeans without watching Yoga Jeans video, my friends. And hopefully you do understand a little bit better. So what do you think? What do you think about PR now? Do you understand it a little better? Do you understand a little better what we do? I hope so. But more than anything, my friends, I want you to come back here and listen to our next podcast next week. So hopefully you'll enjoy what I'm proposing and let me know. You can always reach me at nada@nadapr.com. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to nadapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.